Hosanna adds a point, somebody think about it. Somebody swindles his friend, swindles another Jew. The person who's doing the swindling is a fool. Because he should know that Hashem gives the panasa, and you can't add more panasa by going against the Rosh Hashem. So, Lamaisa, anything he gets in an illegal fashion, not going to get anything, nothing good can happen from it, he's going to eventually lose it. It says in the Gemara Sukkah, there are four things that cause people to lose their money, and one of them is, they basically, certain chiyuvim they're supposed to do, they have a friend do it for them, against the will of the friend, I guess. And he says in the Gemara Kama, a person steals one puta from his friend, if he is nefesh, and he goes to Mashiach HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give it back, because that person's entitled to that, so he took it away from him. Like it says, it's not enough you're stealing, you also need Mashiach Mita, give back the Gzeilah, the person bought it, because, once again, you can't, against the will of Hashem, go somewhere to do something, you can make sure he gets it back. So, if anybody ever has the Yetzirah to amass funds in an illegal fashion, I'll tell you, you should know you're not going to get anything from it. The person lives with Bitoch, he always paying attention to what Hashem is giving to him, then, Tamaru Kitei Hashem, Hashem give the Yetzirah. It's a wonderful life, you always see the goodness of it. And the authority of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, protecting always. I think it's a real sweet life.